Today, we are imagining the possibilities with Eddie Essien, Senior Research Associate at Intellia. Eddie joined in January 2022, recently hitting her two-year anniversary. She holds a bachelor's degree in biotechnology from Bell's University of Technology, Nigeria's first private university of technology, and a master's of science in medical biotechnology from the University of Illinois Chicago. She has prior work experience as a research associate at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research and as a graduate teaching assistant and student researcher at the University of Illinois College of Medicine. Let's dive in.
Hi, Eddie. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. In the show intro, we provided a quick introduction, but we'd love to have you start and share your elevator pitch version of your bio.
Yeah, so thank you, Ellie. I'm Eddie. I'm Nigerian, and I work at Intellia. I've worked at Intellia for 2 years now. I work as a senior research associate, and I work in the process development teams working with our drug product.
So you mentioned you are a senior RA at Intellia. And we know that research associate and senior research associate are very common titles in the biotech world. So without giving away any trade secrets, of course, can you dive a little into your department and your role? What percent of your time is spent in the lab versus outside of the lab? Just a brief overview of your role.
Okay, yeah, that's a good question, good intro. So like the senior research associate role is one of the like earlier research scientist roles in the industry. Generally, I know that like there's so many different names that like that title can be called, but he had to tell us SRA. So the role is pretty much lab intense. I spend about 80-90% of my time in the lab, and like the other times I'm in the lab, basically just spending time analyzing data from what we've got in the lab, documenting projects, writing lab notebooks. And without giving out any trade secrets, what I actually do is I work in a team called the Nucleic Acid Therapeutics Development Team. I know that's a lot of words, but basically our team is responsible for like doing process development work for and manufacturing of the company's like drug substance, drug products, anything that uses nucleic acid. So anything that uses RNA, guide RNA, LNPs, that's what my team does.
I think that there is oftentimes this stereotype that when you work in the lab, it's very isolated and lonely. So I'm curious, do you work alone in the lab 100% of the time? Are there teammates there with you? I know we've waved to you from the window. So
Yeah, you do
have a view to the outside world.
Yeah, I love the position I'm like. I think everybody is there working past. I'm like, yeah. The lunch room, and I'm like, oh, it's time for lunch. So it's not so isolating. I luckily work with a group of like wonderful people. So like we work together a lot of times, and like it's not as in you can see like where we work. I mean, other people can't see, but like where we work is like pretty fun. I can see everybody. I work with a team most times. Sometimes I work independently, but like even when I'm doing that, I see people moving around. So it's really nice. I like where the building is.
Great, great. Yeah. For those listening, the lab has a giant window that looks out over onto desks. And like Eddie mentioned, it's the path that leads to the lunchroom. So it's definitely a popular route. Yeah. But I'm glad to hear it's not as lonely as the rumors about the lab world is. Don't mind me, I have my questions here. But jumping in a totally different direction. So you grew up and went to college in Nigeria. And then you went and got your master's degree in Illinois, and then you came to Boston to work full time. So I am so curious, just first a little bit about that journey, and then how you found Intellia, this Cambridge-based company.
I know. You're right. I've moved a lot. I did grow up in Nigeria. I did college in Nigeria. And then I moved to Illinois for grad school. And then after Illinois, I moved to Boston area. So actually, how did I find out about Intellia? I found out about Intellia, if you remember, in 2021, Intellia released some data that everybody was talking about. I mean, not everybody, but people were talking about. And I first saw about Intellia on LinkedIn. I think I had a mutual that had worked here. And so I reached out to her, I asked some questions while I was interviewing. But like, I think one main thing that drew me to the company was that buzz I saw around the company around that time and how cool the site was. Nobody else was doing it. I wanted to just be a part of such greatness.
Awesome. That's great. How about the move from Nigeria to Illinois? I can't imagine that was easy.
Funny, it's like going on, I think, 4 years. I think it's about 4 years now since I moved. I moved in winter and everybody was like, why would you go to Chicago? Why would you go to Chicago? But it was like also really intimidating, but I was excited for like, I guess, the new experience. It doesn't get as cold as in Nigeria, but I was very excited to just like experience something different. Like, I didn't know anybody like in the program. It was a nice experience. Intimidating.
Great, that's good. You jumped in for the challenge. That's great. That actually leads nicely to my next question. Going from city to city can be very intimidating. And I'm curious if you have any advice for moving somewhere completely new. I don't know if you knew anyone in Boston or if it was just by yourself trying to figure out the streets of Boston.
Yeah, I know. So luckily, Boston is a hub for biotech. And like, since I did my master's with like, basically, like my master's was in medical biotechnology, I had a couple of classmates that had moved to Boston or like either the East Coast or the West. I knew someone that moved here and like, she was very helpful for me. I was actually shocked, like the housing in Boston is very different. Like houses are different from houses in Illinois, but I had some people that helped me and I made some friends along the way. I realized like with moving a lot that community is so important. So I've just been open to like the different ways I could meet people and like just nurture those friendships.
Do you have any tips for establishing those communities or friendships?
I think generally the one tip I'll give is like people should just be open to help and support because like, I mean, be open to like coworkers helping, be open to meeting people like in Instagram, on LinkedIn. I mean, I think I've met some people from LinkedIn as well, which is like the place that I never expected that I'll make friends. Just be open to like help, ask for help when needed. And there's some of my classmates that I wasn't as close to before, but like now we're in Boston and we're friends.
Yeah. Great advice.
And it probably doesn't happen overnight, right? It probably took you at least, I guess, like a year to have some sort of like stability and feel like comfortable where you are.
I agree. Last year, I really struggled because I don't know, people don't believe, but like I'm mostly an introvert. And so I really struggled last year. But like as time went on, I was able to like just build that community. And I think I'm in a good place now.
Great.
You said you studied medical biotechnology in college. Can you talk about what age, what point in your life did you sort of establish this passion for science?
I'd say a little early, like in my early teens. Actually, I have a blog where I talked about this, but that's by the way. I had a science teacher that spoke about biotech in one of the classes, and she talked about genetic engineering. And it's always, it amazes me every time I remember that, like, I work at a genetic company. It's crazy. But that teacher said something and talked about, like, all the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. And so, like, it made me curious about, like, things that I could do with genetic engineering and biotechnology as a whole. And so, like, in my early teens, I started saying I'm going to study biotech. And I can't believe I actually did study that.
Did you go back to that teacher and tell her?
I think I mentioned it to her, but I don't think she actually knows what I'm doing now. I don't know if she knows like the impact that she made. It was just it was just genetics class. I don't know if you did some science in school where they talk about like the different differences between everybody, how some people can roll their tongues and people can
do
different things. And I don't know, like it was just amazing. I think that was the class. I always remember like the things that she said in class just made me curious. And so from my early teens up until now.
So cool. What are they called? The grid that we did in middle school or elementary school with, I can't remember.
With the eye color?
Yeah, some people can wink, some people can roll their tongue.
Yeah, and there was a grid we used to do. And truly, genetics was my favorite, like, early science.
Yes.
Nothing super advanced, but I'm sure someone listening knows what I'm referencing when I say the Grinch, because there's definitely a name for it.
We didn't call it that, but like it's probably like the same.
Okay, thing. It was probably the same method to understanding it. Got it.
Shout out to all the teachers. What an impact they can make.
Exactly. Yeah. What is something, and this can be either in your professional career or in your personal life, that you would consider your greatest triumph?
Honestly, I think I'll just say moving to a whole new country and navigating my way around by myself. Obviously, I got support from my family and my friends, but basically immigration, studying, working, traveling, just doing all those things by myself. Like, it makes me proud that I did that. So I guess that's my greatest triumph.
Yeah. Is there anywhere in the U.S. or just generally outside of Nigeria that you haven't visited yet that is like on your list of places to go?
The top places for me to go to is Italy. I really want to go to Italy. And I want to go to Spain as well. Okay, now I'm thinking of so many places. I also want to go to, I really, really want to go to Portugal, though. I want to go to the islands in Portugal. I've been planning that trip. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but, like, I've been planning it. I have, like, my Excel sheet for that.
Oh. That.
And it's pretty close, you know, Boston to Portugal. It's easier than a lot of other Europe trips. So that's great. Exciting.
Yeah. There's this city called Lagos in Portugal, and in Nigeria we have Lagos. I really want to go to Lagos.
Oh, so cool. Very cool. And then switching gears, what is something you wish you knew before your professional career? Think of those folks maybe currently in college, whether it's their undergrad or master's degree.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that, like, when we're in school, a lot of times we're focused on, like, getting good grades, writing, like, I mean, we write exams and then we get good grades. And a lot of those things, for the most part, are in our control, right? But, like, one major thing that I wish I knew coming into, like, a professional career is, like, that there's nothing, there's no, like, I guess, direct exam that is in our control. A lot of things that we do is revolving around other people. So I wish I was more involved in, like, teamwork. I wish I was more involved in things that, like, we're not directly in my control, and like, being visible, speaking in meetings, all those things is kind of how we are graded. I was very used to, like, okay, I'm going to read and then write my exams, write my tests, and I pass, and that's it. But, like, here we're graded kind of differently, not graded, but like the equivalent of that. I wish I understood all of the relationships and, like, the way you have to be professionally is different.
Totally. No, that makes sense. Like, you can be a bookworm and have your head in the book all day, every day, and get straight A's, but and that's important, but you also need, to your point, maybe joining a social club or a sports team and having that interaction with people and leadership and presentation skills.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like all of those things are, like, it can be, like, very it can be a shock when you come in. It's like, I'm doing my part. Why am I not getting this benefit?
Yeah. So true. And I totally agree with that advice. We always, when we're at campus career fairs, we have folks ask, like, what advice do you have for beefing up my resume to apply to Intellia? And that's my number one thing, is to make sure you're adding everything that you're involved in. We want to see more than just, like, the schoolwork. And mentorship is a really big topic for us at Intellia right now, and just on the podcast this season, especially since you're early on in your career. We are curious if you have had any mentors and maybe how you went about getting these mentors.
Okay, that is a good question, because, okay, now this is going to seem like an Intellia ad, but I do have a mentor at Intellia. Luckily, Intellia has a lot of programs and, like, employee resource groups that help people. So I'm sure you both know about LEAP at Intellia. We have a program at Intellia that helps employees to match with different mentors, or basically just help employees, like, get professional development outside of your day job. And so, like, they have this mentorship matching platform, and I was able to be matched with a mentor that has been very helpful to me. He gives me very good advice, has helped connect me with different professionals across the organization. And so generally I've benefited a lot from that program, and I think mentorship is very important. I've had great other mentors across, I mean, in school, in my career, but like, I guess my most recent and I guess active mentor has been at Intelia, and I've really enjoyed that relationship.
That's awesome to hear. I have heard such pros and cons to such formal mentor programs like that, because I've heard people say, you're randomly pairing me up with someone. Like, how do you know if we're going to jive together? Did you do anything in the beginning to get to know your mentor better, or were you instantly just a good match?
I think we're a good match. I know that for us to be matched, I had to say what I was looking for, and he also provided what he was willing to give. I wanted someone that wasn't in any way doing anything related to what I do. So I do a lot of process development. I do a lot of like late stage things in the technical operations unit. While he works in the research unit, I wanted to be exposed to like something different. I mean, still a scientist, but I wanted to be exposed to something different. And at Intelia, we also get to do the insights discovery, where people know like their strengths and their weak, I guess not weaknesses, but like their strengths based off the colors. So I am blue green, and he's also blue green. So I
think I'm blue green. Honey.
Yes, I'm blue green. And I'm like, we always want the facts. We always know what we want, and you need to give that to us. But like, he's also very similar. So I think we were just a good match.
What I think is great about what you just said is you were very specific and clear about what you were looking for. And I'm sure that made, whether it was a person or a software doing the matching, it made their job so much easier. And that could be why it worked, because you knew what you were looking for. So that's great.
Oh, yes. I guess that's a good point. Yeah. I really wanted exposure to like things outside of my daily operations, because that has really helped during like our chats. Like, I ask questions and he gives me a different point of view from the way research team thinks, as opposed to the way we think in like technical operations.
Very cool. How often do you all meet?
We try to meet monthly, but sometimes every other month, because busy, and I don't want to be putting things on his calendar every time. So
yeah,
most I think every other month, sometimes like every month, just depends on like how busy we are.
That's great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think I'm sure there's benefits to having people that are your same insights colors versus having someone who's on the opposite side of the color wheel. Because they sort of think in like, I don't know. Yeah. They think similarly to the way you think. So they can view. Yeah. So they can still offer like new perspectives, but also in your same, you know, line of thought.
Sometimes the way they deliver like the messages they're giving is in a way that like you understand, as opposed to people that are very different, that like may come off as like, I don't know, too much or
true.
That's great.
So outside of all the great work you're doing in the lab, you also lead our community events cultural ambassador group at Intelia. So can you explain more about what your group does, and specifically what your role as a lead looks like?
First of all, thank you for asking about this, because doing community events, work, and volunteering is one thing that is like very close to my heart. And so I'm very happy that I got to like be able to lead the team and like just make an impact at Intelia through this way. So I think before I became the lead, I was just a member of the team, and I was helping to organize some volunteering events. And then at the beginning of this year, I became the lead of the team. So basically, I lead a team of passionate Intelia employees that help to organize events within our community. We try to do at least one every month throughout the year. And so we work with different organizations across Cambridge, and I mean, in fact, across Massachusetts. We help work with organizations that offer like that have pantries and food donations. We work with a homeless shelter. We work with women's homes. We do also a lot of college readiness programs for underrepresented communities. So basically, we help to support these organizations and do volunteer work with them. We try to make an impact in our community, basically, and we try to do this by reaching out to different like groups of people, one event at a time. And we do our best to plan fun events within like this community. So like, we try to do events that would more engage employees and make employees meet each other while volunteering. And it makes me really happy when I see like the impact of what we're doing.
That's great. We work with the new hires a lot of the times, and we talk to them about the cultural ambassadors, but oftentimes it's like, don't worry about necessarily getting involved leadership wise because you're just new and trying to get your feet on the ground. So I'm curious. So I know you said you took the lead in April 2023. When did you join like the committee at first?
I think I joined Intellia in 2022 of January 2022, and I think the opening was April of 2022. So I had worked at Intellia for like a little 2-3 months, and then I joined the committee. A lot of times, like, people think that the time commitment is a lot. Yes. So the community events work because we try to do one event per month. We assign one person, one member of the team, to lead one event. So, like, basically, you don't have to be involved in all of the processes, all of the events. You can support someone if you have time, or you can just pick one organization you feel you'd love to work with, and then like just plan an event. Obviously, people will be there to support you, and then there's not so much of a time commitment.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. Yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah, and you don't have the bandwidth to like plan an event. You could just come volunteer for one event.
That's what we do. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And you're managing, you're not managing, sorry. You're overseeing six different people on this community events group, but you have never managed 10. I'm sorry, 10.
But
you have never managed before. So how was that transition for you in managing peers? You know what I mean by managing. Yeah,
I know what you mean. It was very, I would say it was intimidating at first. I didn't want to do it. I was like, I don't think I could do this. But it was part of my development goal. I was like, I want to be able to speak to people outside of my immediate team. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to interact with more people. I want to talk more. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I felt like I could do it. So I pushed myself and I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to lead the team. Sometimes it's challenging when you have to follow up with more senior employees. Please, can you send me this? Hi, please, can you send me this? But like, it's just, I guess I'm just kind of training myself. And it's been good so far. Sometimes I'm like, I wish they would just do it. I don't have to ask them. But yeah, it was a good transition. But like the person that like handed over to me also gave me good tips. So like that helped.
Do you have any tips for someone who is overseeing a group for the first time?
I think the main thing I would tell anybody doing stuff like that for the first time is like, not everybody knows everything. People are trying to figure everything out. So it's fine. Don't beat yourself up if you feel like you don't know everything. And also like, if people are not answering, you just keep asking them for things. They're going to finally, respond and like get things done.
Totally. That is such good advice. Early on, I was like, oh, I'm bugging them. They're not answering because they don't want to do it. And then in reality, they got back to me and they were like, I'm so sorry. I was swamped. Like, I'd love to help. Thank you for following up.
because things like cultural ambassador work is not like, I guess, it's not directly related to people's like day-to-day work. So sometimes it put them in the back corner. So like, if you remind them, you'll definitely get it done. It's just
true.
Finding the balance, like learning to not manage, but manage people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite event or two that you did this year?
Yes. Okay, I shouldn't be having favorite events, but one of my favorite events is the LAIR project. Intellia has worked with LAIR project over the years, but I started leading the LAIR project event last year. And basically, the LAIR project is a college readiness project organization that helps to expose youth from underrepresented communities to like science careers generally. And I've helped to lead the events where they visited Intellia, had a career panel, and just basically learned about like different possibilities. I've really been excited after the career panel and the networking sessions, just seeing the kids just excited to know that there could be jobs like this for them. I really enjoy doing those. And
that's
then
awesome.
Also STEM match. I did STEM match at you, Maritza. I loved those kids, seeing those kids happy when they did the projects with you.
Yeah. LAIR project is more folks in high school, right? And then STEM match is sixth grade. So they're like two different groups, but at the same sort of program of introducing kids to biotech jobs. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they are wonderful.
Make me so happy.
Yeah, and you do such a great job. And what's fun is that they get to come to the company. So it's fun for the students because it's sort of like a field trip. And then for you, you get employees to step away from their desk and do something a little bit different, which is really nice.
Yes, and I got so many people reach out to me like, can you let me know when next we're doing this? Like, volunteering. And it's just like 2 hours out of your day, just like making an impact. I feel like for us, it's something we just do and forget about it. But for the kids, it's something they keep thinking about.
So cute. Yep. Yeah. We did a little slime activity and they had their little goggles on.
Oh my God, yeah, they had their little goggles, they wore lab coats, and they sat in the conference room. I feel like that was also one random thing that made them so excited, just sitting in the conference room.
Yeah. Well, this is an example, like you said, Eddie, this could have been an experience for them that they'll take with them and it will influence their future, just like your teacher influenced you.
Exactly. I was going to say that I enjoy doing this type of things for other people.
That's awesome.
That's great. Well, Community Events is very lucky to have you as their lead.
Thank you.
Yes, they are. And this is a big question, and it's intimidating for some people, but it's not meant to be. So what would you say is next for your career?
Ooh. So as you know, I'm very early in my career still. I'm still very much in a learning mode. I'm hoping I continue to be in a learning mode forever, but I'm in a learning mode and I'm enjoying that. I recently got into a new team. And so currently we're doing a cross training where I'm training my new teammates about what I've been doing before, and they're training me on their processes. So I'm enjoying getting to train someone. I'm oh wow, this is all I know. Sometimes I forget what I know, what I've learned over the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm currently enjoying as I'm training someone. And I guess what's next for me is I'm getting a new whole new skill for a new process, and looking forward to seeing how I apply that skill and what I'm learning right now to helping the company improve our processes.
I love that answer.
That's great.
It's always so good to get new skills under the belt.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Cool. Okay. We are going to switch to our rapid fire finale question. So just give us the first answer that comes to mind. So our question this season is, what is a hidden talent of yours?
I don't know. Is this a talent? I can probably sleep through a storm. I can sleep even if everybody... I don't know. Sometimes I think about it. Can I go to America's Got Talent with that?
What is that? So do you wake up with an alarm clock every day, or how do you make sure you wake up?
I wake up with an alarm clock, but if I want to sleep, I would sleep.
I think that's a great talent. Yeah. I mean, sleep helps our brain.
Thank you for encouraging me.
That's so good. Okay. And what is something you're currently working on in your role that you're excited about? I think you maybe touched on it a little bit, but if there's anything else.
I'm excited to fully immerse into my new team and know all of the processes.
Cool. And then our last question is, what is your favorite thing about working at Intellia?
That's a very simple question. I'm going to say the people here.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. If anyone is listening and wants to learn more about Leah Project or STEM Match, Eddie is your girl. She'll help.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Eddie.